So I did something today, and I need to tell you about it. And I hope you won't be mad at me. I know we've talked about this a little bit, but I've never done it. And I don't want you angry. Today at work, after the day was done, and I was just at my desk, and I was cleaning, just, you know, cleaning things, getting ready for the next day. You know me, I hate to be unorganized at work. And David came over to the desk. Yes, the guy I've been kind of flirting with off and on. And anyway, he came over to the desk and we were kind of chatting a little bit. And he told me I'd done a good job. You know, I had the new person I was training, and he appreciated the techniques that I used to instruct him. And then he reached over and he just touched my shoulder. You know, a very commonplace, very soothing, reassuring just touch of my shoulder. And it's like a bolt of lightning went through me. There was something far more to that touch than just that touch. And I brushed it off. I brushed him off. And I said that I had to go. I know he watched me as I walked away. But I walked and went straight to my car, and I was on my way home to you. I don't know how I missed it. When I got to my car, I opened up the door and then his hand was on the door. And he said my name. Obviously I knew who it was, and I turned, and next thing I know, he put his arms around me, and he pushed me up against the side of my car, and he kissed me. It was during this kiss that I felt that same electricity that I had felt on my shoulder. And I knew he felt it too, that's why he had pursued me to the car. Next thing I know, he's got his hands going up my shirt. His very strong, long fingers just racing themselves up the sides of my body. On my back, on my chest. Feel him push him. Felt him push my bra out of the way as his fingers start playing with my nipple. And how hard they were. I know I moaned into his mouth. It felt so good. Being kissed by this man. And he grabbed me and he pushed me on the ground. I was on my knees and I sat there and I was staring at him. I knew exactly what he was going to do. And he put his hands to his pants and he undid his belt and then his button. And then I heard the zipper go down. And his fat, thick cock out from his briefs, presenting it to me. It was so hard. And his head was just glistening for me already. I couldn't believe it, babe. He wanted me to suck his cock. And I did. He tasted so good. And I relished him in my mouth, taking his length in my mouth and sucking it. I almost didn't care if we got caught. I didn't care if anybody was watching. I just did it because it was there and he wanted me to. I could feel the head hitting me repeatedly in the back of my throat. Oh, so hard not to gag on it. It was so hard, so big, like you. And then he pulled himself away and he said, "I know that's not what you want, and I don't know how you can think that. You know how much I love, you know how much I love sucking on a cock." And he told me to stand up and drop my pants and turn around. And he just looked at me with complete and full expectation that I would follow his command. I did it without thinking. Next thing I know, I'm bent over and I'm presenting him my ass. And then I feel him. I felt his fingers as they slid into my pussy first, and then his cock as he felt. Oh, please don't be mad at me. And then he fucked me, baby. Right there in the parking lot, I'm bent over, my hands on my seat, and my ass in the air. My pants are on my ankles. God, I'm such a fucking slut. He didn't even care about my pleasure. He only cared about his need to fill me. Then he grabbed my hair and pulled my head back. Started fucking me so goddamn hard. All I could hear was him slapping himself against my ass repeatedly, harder and harder and harder. God, it felt so fucking good. And then one hand on my hips as he pulled himself into me one more time, and then I felt him I knew he came. I felt him fucking come. And then he pulled out. And he pulled my head back up and he pulled my face to him. And do you know what he said? He told me to go home to my husband. He told me to show you what he did to me. So, baby, I really hope you're not mad at me, because I have a present for you, and I know that you know how to make me feel good, and I really want you to make me for you. Will you do that for me? Please.